You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
There has been a lot of media coverage this week surrounding a case of the bubonic plague in Inner Mongolia, China. Health authorities in the region confirmed that a man had been diagnosed with a disease that was once called the Black Death, which may be surprising to those who expected that disease to be long gone. In reality, though, the bubonic plague never went away, still existing around the world in various pockets. What is new, though, is the amount of coverage, and I'll bet that you can guess why. The widespread coverage of this particular case has been broadly criticized on social media for capitalizing on the panic surrounding COVID-19. In particular, the fact that this case happens to originate from China, adding fuel to the xenophobic fire that was sparked by Wuhan's coronavirus outbreak. The bubonic plague is known to be relatively easy to treat with antibiotics, although that treatment is still urgent, with about 650 cases reported each year internationally. In the United States, we see an average of about 7 cases of the plague per year. This is to say that a single case in China is remarkably unremarkable. In fact, it's almost inevitable. What is remarkable, however, is the attention it's gotten, with several media outlets invoking the ongoing COVID-19 outbreak in their articles. One reporter for the New York Times described it as a reminder of how even as the world battles a pandemic caused by a novel virus, old threats remain. So, is the bubonic plague really still a threat, or is this just another instance of stirring panic about China? I wanted to get to the bottom of it, so I spoke with Associate Professor Helen Petosis-Harris from the University of Auckland's Healthcare Department.
You've seen some of the articles that I wanted to talk about. I just wanted to ask you if you've had any thoughts as to why the bubonic plague has been getting so much coverage now of all times. I can think of one particular reason why, but I just wanted to get your thoughts.
Yeah, I think at the moment people are very focused on epidemics and plagues, and something that is occurring in China, I guess, follows perhaps a story that some people are keen to, I guess, make something of, which I'm quite disappointed to see, actually.
Could you tell me about that disappointment? I mean,
well, why are we making a fuss about the presence of plague in China when plague exists across the world in many places, including the United States? Madagascar recently had a real epidemic, a terrible epidemic of plague. It exists in other countries, Vietnam, for example. Plague never went away. Plague exists in reservoirs around the world and does manifest. And every year there are cases all over the world. So this is not exceptional at all.
Yeah, that leads into another thing that I wanted to ask. Is the plague at all a threat in the modern day?
No. I think it's important. We got rid of plague by cleaning up our act and removing the source of the organism. So that is, when you're thinking about cities, that's rodents, that's rats, for example. Just like the stories, with the rats way back over the centuries, and the fleas. And so we've removed the source. So we've had plague here in New Zealand, brought into New Zealand about 110 years ago was the last cases. So it's out there. And no, it's not a threat. It really does like certain conditions in which to thrive. It thrives, for example, in the soil, and when the humidity gets just right and the temperature just gets right and there's the right number of rodents and fleas and things like that, then you can get outbreaks. But no, it's not a threat.
So we have seen. Particularly with the New York Times, they referenced the plague as almost a threat from the past coming back. But you're saying that it's quite, well, it's fairly common for it to pop up again.
Yeah, I think that's mischief-making, to be honest. Plague, they have quite a few cases of plague in the United States themselves. So maybe they would need to look a little closer to home if they want to think about... about risks for plague.
Do you think
every year they have cases?
Do you think that sort of coverage perpetuates stereotypes about Chinese people?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I mean, I think this is really unfortunate. It's like I said, I think it's mischief making.
When coronavirus first started popping up, there was a lot of instances of Chinese people feeling quite threatened in public and almost being treated dirtily.
Yeah, I mean, again, the whole xenophobic thing is really unfortunate, isn't it? And I think this is, you know, it's almost like this is being offered up as another opportunity to behave like that when it's ridiculous.
Mm. There was also coverage of a case of the dengue fever, and that's something that I am not at all familiar with. I was wondering if you knew anything about that and could explain.
Dengue fever is prevalent in many, many areas, many places around the world. It's a growing problem, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of cases, probably every month.
Right, so is it common internationally? Are there particular areas where that pops up?
Yeah, the areas where you get dengue fever are where the mosquito, a particular type of mosquito that acts as a vector, transmits the virus. So those tend to be fairly tropical places. So, for example, you know, countries in Latin America, such as Brazil, you've got countries like the Philippines, you've got the islands, have a problem, the Pacific Islands, for dengue fever. Where you get the presence of a particular type of mosquito.
Do you have any sort of closing thoughts or anything that you want to set the record straight on?
About the plague.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, plague's been with us for thousands of years, literally, and it still exists. It exists in the environment. It's not a pandemic threat.
That was Helen Petosis-Harris from the University of Auckland. Big thanks to her for talking to me from the Koru Lounge at Auckland Airport just before she had to board her flight.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.